This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. We talk about carbon dioxide a lot as a major culprit in climate change, but methane gas is also a significant player. And dairy farms, okay, cows, put out a lot of methane. The Environmental Defense Fund, EDF, and some big names in dairy formed the Dairy Methane Action Alliance to address methane emissions. To learn more about it, we have Katie Anderson, Senior Director of Food and Forests at EDF Plus Business. Katie, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me.
It took me a little while to get used to the name of that division. It's called EDF Plus Business. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Environmental Defense Fund, we're a global nonprofit organization that's focused on the world's most pressing environmental challenges. And my team, EDF Plus Business, engages with the private sector. We know that private sector can be a massive driver of impact, and that also means that they can be a massive driver of emissions reductions. And so we work with them to find the business opportunities and win-win solutions for both people, planet, and companies.
Now, your particular portfolio, food and forests, are those two potentially highly impactful industries in reducing or capturing emissions?
Yes, absolutely. So when we look at the food and agriculture sector, it's responsible for a significant amount of emissions globally. And so, you know, when we think about where those emissions are coming from, it's often coming deep down in corporate supply chains on farms. For instance, the food and ag sector makes up about a third of all methane emissions. And we know that methane is a really critical greenhouse gas that's highly potent in the first 20 years that it's in the atmosphere. So by working with the food sector to drive down those emissions, we're really able to pull, you know, a really critical lever for climate impact.
I notice you have some fairly big company names in there in this Dairy Methane Action Alliance and in, you know, EDF Plus Business generally. Why do these companies enter into partnership with EDF?
Yeah, so, you know, companies are really, you know, looking to set ambitious climate action. They see that climate change is impacting their business, right? We know that, you know, these companies rely on supply chains that have farmers in them. Those supply chains are increasingly being impacted by climate change, and they need to step forward and provide solutions to their supply chains that increase resiliency, assure their business long term, and, you know, meet investor and consumer expectations of business over time. And so Environmental Defense Fund, we've been working with companies for over 30 years. We're able to speak that language, but we also, as a nonprofit advocacy organization, have a really great kind of depth of scientific and policy expertise. So we can act as this translator to provide expertise and best-in-class science, emerging solutions to companies. So for specifics, you know, if within the Dairy Methane Action Alliance, we are working with those companies to provide technical expertise, share how they can be meeting key milestones to reduce methane emissions, and connect them to one another to really drive faster action across the sector.
Just in general at EDF Plus Business, I mean, do you have some sorts of tests of sincerity to guard against greenwashing so business entities don't come in just to kind of be able to slap it on their ads?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think within the Dairy Methane Action Alliance specifically, we set it up to be about transparency and action. So companies who have signed on to the alliance, we have 8 companies participating so far, major global brands like Bell Group, Danone, General Mills, many others, and they are signing up to commit to disclosing methane emissions separately in their climate disclosures, which increases transparency, and then also to create methane action plans. And so we are, you know, there's kind of this entry requirement that these companies are signing on for, but then also able to work collectively to make sure that they meet those goals. So, you know, I think of the alliance kind of like training for a marathon, right? It's much easier to train if you are working with another friend who's also training. And so it helps companies go further, faster together, coming together, committing to goals, and working on them collectively.
So something they know they need to do, and you have some expertise in doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking to Katie Anderson on the Jefferson Exchange. Katie is Senior Director of Food and Forests at EDF Plus Business. EDF stands for the Environmental Defense Fund. We're talking specifically about the Dairy Methane Action Alliance. And Katie, the DMAA made a big splash by launching at COP28 in Dubai last year. Was it initiated from EDF Plus Business or elsewhere?
Yes, it was initiated from us. You know, we, back in January of 2023, launched a collaboration with Danone. Danone was the first ever food and ag sector company to set a methane reduction target, 30% reduction in fresh milk by 2030. And that kind of launched a growing momentum across the industry. Danone wanted to be first, but they didn't want to be last. And so we worked to bring other companies in, and through that process last year, kind of landed in the Dairy Methane Action Alliance, which launched with six companies in December, and then two more joining just a few weeks ago. And so this is really an increasing momentum, a great step forward for the industry, and we hope others will join us.
We talked generally about the impact of food and ag. About a third of emissions come from that industry. Let's get more specific about dairy operations and how important the attention is to what goes on around cows.
Yes, absolutely. So when we look at methane emissions, we know that methane is our emergency brake for climate, right? It's a short-term climate pollutant, and returning it down right now is one of the best solutions we have to reduce the climate warming. And we know that about 10% of global methane emissions come from dairy. So that means that these companies who source from dairy farmers globally have a really great opportunity to support those farmers to deploy new solutions that can reduce methane emissions, help increase the resiliency of those farms over time, and assure livelihoods for those farmers in the face of a changing climate.
We have had some conversations on the exchange about cow burps. Is that still believed to be the major source of methane?
Yes. So when we look at where this dairy methane is coming from, there's really two core sources. So enteric methane, which is just a nice way of saying cow burps, is the biggest source globally. And then we also have manure methane, which is the back end of the cow. So there are different solutions for those different types of methane, from supporting, feed and animal health that can reduce enteric methane emissions per unit of milk, or, deploying different manure management techniques that can reduce methane emissions from that side of the equation. So lots of different solutions and more solutions coming to the table every day that can help farmers and help companies meet these critical climate targets.
So knowing what the issues are, or the two major ones, the enteric methane from the cows, cow burps, and the manure methane, I mean, what does the DMAA ultimately require of the companies that join into the alliance?
Yes. So the Dairy Methane Action Alliance companies are committing to two key milestones. The first is to disclose methane emissions separately. This can really help increase transparency and help us all see how the dairy industry is progressing in reducing their methane emissions. But they also are committing to comprehensive methane action plans. And that is really showing here's how by geography, by sourcing region, what tools I am going to be using as a company to help reduce these emissions. And those two kind of critical techniques together will really help to accelerate action, because companies have a plan and they have that transparency in saying, here's how we're actually reducing methane over time.
So we're talking to you about 7 months into the existence of the alliance. Is there any accounting yet, a baseline on methane emissions tied to these companies or the dairy farms they get their products from?
Great question. Right now, the companies are working on their first sets of disclosures, and EDF is working with them on that alongside one of our collaborating partners, Ceres. So nothing is out yet, but we are excited to see that coming in the next 6 months or so as companies start to disclose that publicly, and then we're able to capture all of that into a common report.
And how tricky is that? I mean, if you're trying to measure the stuff that comes out of cows, do you have to put things near the cows, on the cows? I mean, if they get to roam free on a farm, it seems like this could be a really complicated process.
It's a great question. So how to measure it is a really complicated technical discussion. But what we know right now is companies are already measuring their climate emissions using kind of high-level inventories and life cycle assessment. So we've created a guide that says, based on how you're currently doing your inventories, whether that's a life cycle assessment or collecting data from farms, here's how you can turn that information into a methane-specific inventory, trying to really make it as simple and easy as possible, while also trying to drive toward more and more transparency and also improving the science for that measurement and reporting. So definitely, you know, I expect that the science will continue to get better, the measurement and monitoring will improve over time. But we want to see, you know, based on what we have today, based on what the companies can report, how do we make sure that methane piece is fully covered?
Katie Anderson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Dairy Methane Action Alliance. Katie helps lead it through her role as Senior Director of Food and Forests at EDF Plus Business, EDF being the Environmental Defense Fund. So the measuring part of it, but are we clearer on the techniques then for lowering the methane output, particularly from cows, front and back?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of solutions that we can pursue today. For example, you can improve herd management, especially in, you know, more emerging markets. We're seeing companies who are working with smallholder farmers to improve feed, improve water, improve animal health, and that can reduce enteric methane emissions per unit of milk produced. So that's one tool in the toolbox. We also know that there are manure management approaches, things like composting or solid liquid separators. This can be deployed on farms that reduce methane emissions as well. And we're also seeing a lot of feed-based solutions that are starting to come online. So something like Bovaer is poised to be the first really effective feed additive widely available here in the U.S. And those tools can kind of continue to drive those emissions down. They are kind of like a way to reduce enteric methane emissions through feed. So those are some of the solutions we have today. We also know that new innovation can really help to drive more solutions by 2030. And so we're really wanting companies to think about what can we do today, but also how do we start to advance R&D that will expand the tools we have.
And Katie, are there specific reduction targets yet, or are those waiting on finding out what the numbers are first?
Yeah, so right now, the Dairy Methane Action Alliance doesn't require specific reduction targets. Many of these companies have science-based targets or other climate goals that they're working toward. Methane is one critical part of meeting those broader climate targets. And so what we're trying to do here is really focus on how do you actually reduce methane emissions, and how can we increase transparency on this one piece of the kind of critical overall climate strategy?
Does it appear like this requires potential changes on how dairy farms are managed, you know, having not fewer heavy concentrations of cows in one place or something like that?
Yeah, so I think what's really important is that we find tools that are going to work for all sizes of farms, right? We know we have in these corporate supply chains, some smallholder farmers who have five cows, and there are different sets of tools that work for that farm than for a 500 cow farm here in the United States. And that's even different than what we see in Europe. And so from my perspective, it's really about, based on that farm type, based on that geography, here are the specific tools that can be used that we know will help reduce methane emissions and we know work in that context. And by creating that whole suite of options, that's how we're going to drive as fast as possible toward reducing these methane emissions.
Katie, about half a minute left. The target was to have the signatory companies commit to two milestones, the transparency and the implementation of action plans by the end of the year. Does it look like you're on target to make that?
Yes, we're really excited. Companies are already starting to, you know, send us information on their first milestone. And we have, you know, drafted the guidance for the methane action plan. So lots of great progress. And I think we're really excited about the momentum, but this is just the beginning of a sector-wide shift we're trying to drive. And so really eager to get other companies bought in and engaging alongside of us, too.
Okay, still more to come, obviously. We're talking cows and methane and the Dairy Methane Action Alliance, led by the Environmental Defense Fund's division EDF Plus Business, where Katie Anderson is Senior Director of Food and Forests. Katie, thanks for sharing this with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.